but I was determined. I wanted to pedal.
However I rode on it, within about 15 minutes of riding, my hands were going numb.
As I get older, I sort of learn what type of biking I enjoy, and I suspect that that might change as I get older.
Welcome to Tell Me About Your Bike, the podcast about the meaning of life, the universe, and bicycling. I'm your host, Wesley Cheney. In this episode, I finish up my conversation with my daughter, Abigail. We talk about growing up on a tandem bike, bikes that don't fit, and how we all have our own unique styles of riding. If you enjoy Tell Me About Your Bike, please subscribe. You can also hit the share button in your podcast app and send it to a friend, or post a link on Facebook. If you know someone who rides a bike to work, invite them to listen to Tell Me About Your Bike. I want to get hundreds and thousands of people listening to this podcast. Please rate and review Tell Me About Your Bike wherever you listen to podcasts. It will help more people hear about this show. So, listen now to another episode of Tell Me About Your Bike.
So, you were saying that the trailer was one of your earliest memories. Do you remember, do you remember riding tandems?
I do. I remember riding the green tandem, Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to reach the pedals.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like this bamboo stick, but like I'd try to pedal.
Yeah.
Even though my legs were just, they were almost too short to hit the pedals when they were like at the peak, but I was determined. I wanted to pedal. I remember that. I remember doing a, like, Share the Road commercial.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in first grade.
Yeah.
And I remember us riding the tandem for that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we had your brother in the trailer behind us, maybe. And
yeah.
And then I want to say there was, maybe we shot it again and we did solo bikes. And because I think you were showed up in the Share the Road and you were riding a bike by yourself.
Yeah.
I think.
I remember doing tandem and solo. Yeah, tandems, I just, the Green Lantern is definitely, like, a staple of, like, that was just the bike. That was, if we were going on a family outing on a bike, then probably you and me would be on Green Lantern, and that's just what I remember.
Yeah, I think it was actually Green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Green Hornet.
And then that was a big Santana tandem that I had bought, and we had tried to make it work with you and me, and I still got it. I just don't ride it anymore. But it's a fast bike. It's a good bike, but it doesn't work unless you happen to be the right size for it, and you're still not quite tall enough for that bike.
Yeah.
And then for a while, your mom and I were riding a black Burley tandem.
Mm-hmm.
That she had bought from a local bike shop, and it was a perfect fit for her. She fit great on the back of it. She fit great on the front of it, but it was not a very good fit for me in the front. It was too small, and so I was always trying to add stems and risers and longer handlebars and extensions, and it just never, however I rode on it, within about 15 minutes of riding, my hands were going numb. And so even though it was a big burly bike and it was great for the two of us, it wasn't a good bike for me.
Also, there's like a very big height difference. There's not a very big height difference, but there is.
Well, there's about 6 inches. So
yeah, there's quite a height difference.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but your mom ended up riding Jasmine Black Beauty, I think you named her at one point, or Black Beauty Jasmine is what you named the Black Burley. She ended up riding that for several years with you and then with Kelvin on the back of it. And so there was a couple of years when we would go out for family bike rides and I would be on Green Hornet with you and your mom would be on Black Beauty Jasmine with Kelvin.
Yeah, I like again, it's just like vague memories. Like, as you say, it like sort of comes back. I remember like riding to school on one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a definite memory. Kelvin riding to school on them is, I for sure remember that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just like something I know. Just in the back of my mind, it's like, yeah, it's there. It was there.
Cool. No, that's awesome. So if you, you know, you could probably hold on to Miss Trixie, your current Seafoam city bike, your little Dutch bike. You could probably hold on to that for the rest of your life, and it would keep riding really well for you. But if you were getting another bike for whatever reason, what kind of bike do you think you'd be interested in?
I don't know. I think as I get older, I sort of learn what type of biking I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect that might change as I get older. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, right now, I just like recreational riding and just slowly cruising. But, I mean, when I'm older, I might want more of a trail bike.
Mm-hmm.
I think just one that I could do either, like, trail or cruise.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice.
Well, I'd like to get you out with my friend Bethany sometime. She's maybe an inch or two shorter than you, but she has a couple of touring bikes and what they call gravel bikes that I think might interest you, because they're made for cruising kind of at a slower speed, but they're also, they've got enough, the tires are big enough that you can handle a little bit of rough roads, some gravel roads, or some trails, but as long as they don't get too extreme. And she's got a couple of those bikes, so it might be interesting to take you over and you could try out some of Bethany's bikes and see if one of those appeals to you a little bit more, because it would be a little bit faster than what you're riding right now.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be comfortable, I think, to ride. And the other thing is that when you're riding a faster bike like that, I think you might find it easier to ride at the pace that like Kelvin and I, or you know, Liz or Bethany sometimes will go.
Yeah.
You're not going to be struggling to keep up, and you've been a trooper, because the bike that my parents gave you is was at the end of its component lifespan, I think would be a polite way to put it, because there was a lot of plastic on it that was breaking after 20 or 30 years of use and oxidation. And I was constantly having to replace shifters and derailleurs and tires, and the bike was never had that new bike feeling where no one had ridden the bike before and you were the first one on it. Kind of missed that one.
Yeah, I think in like the last 4 months I had it, it just was constantly breaking.
Yep.
I'd broken the shifters because I just, in like a moment of just like such like rage, because I was like, I'm on this trail, I'm trying to shift, I need to go there up in front, I need to shift. It just wouldn't shift, and I was just like, and it just broke, and I was like, are you serious? And no, I think like after that, I just sort of like stopped with the bike, and I was like, I'm not gonna...
I don't blame you. And it wasn't fitting you anymore either, was another thing. You were riding it, and it was too small for you. It had been fine when you had been given it initially, but even then it was already a wee bit on the small side. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good bike for a summer, but not for a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, the Electra I definitely like better. It shifts a lot better, and it has that new bike feeling. And if I want to go fast, well, I'm just riding down the road at like 6 p.m. after my piano lesson, then I can do that. But if I want to just like slowly go home or just ride around the neighborhood, it's good for that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. I'm with you on that one. So what has biking meant to you?
Biking has really been like a family thing.
Uh-huh.
I've been raised around it. I mean, that's like it for a while, that was my childhood, was biking, just because like you were so involved in it, and that was just like such a big thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think like probably intentionally you probably really wanted me to like get into that world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been something that like has been an outlet for me to just like, it's been freedom, because like when I was a kid I could just go bike around with my friends. And
I'm so happy to hear that.
And like now as I'm getting older I do it less.
Uh-huh.
But I still always know that like that's just something I can do at any time, just because I've been given the resources to do it.
Uh-huh.
Also, like, it's something that I think you and me have connected over a lot.
Yeah.
When you worked at Pedego, like,
yeah,
it was interesting to, like, learn about, like, what's this? And so it's definitely a point, a pinpoint in our relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, I think also if I was still doing it as much as I did when I was younger, it definitely would be a pinpoint for more relationships.
Right.
But that's also not really what I want to do it for.
That makes sense.
So it's definitely been a really big part of my life. It's slowly becoming a smaller part, but I still love it as much as I did when I first got in the trailer.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I'm so happy about that. That's really cool. Thank you. Let me see. What other questions did I have for you? Okay, so tell me about your middle name.
My middle name is Velo.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
V-E-L-O.
Okay.
And my favorite reaction to it was when one of my friends told my social studies teacher, who I've had for 3 years, that my middle name was Velo, and she spent about 15 minutes asking me, wait, is it Bello? Velo? Nell? It's just like, no, Miss Butler, it's V-E-L-O. And, you know, finally she was like, what does it mean? And I was like, I think it means bike, but I'm not sure. I know that it's the name of a bike company, because I've heard people just, like, tell me before, like, oh, I've seen a commercial for that bike.
Yeah, I think there is a bike company out there called Velo. Someone else, and my favorite reaction in the same vein was, someone thought when I had sent out your name by text when you were born, that I had sent out, that it was a misspelling and that I had a typo that I had, let me rephrase that. Okay. So I sent out a text announcement when you were born, and I said, Abigail Velo Cheney. And when my friend Charlie sent the message on to other people, he repeated it, and he typed in Abigail Belo Cheney, mm-hmm. B-E-L-O, thinking it was like Belo, the Southern grocery store chain. So... No, we were like, no, Velo, not Belo. They were like, why did you name her after a cheap grocery store? Cheap and obscure grocery store. Why did you name me after a cheap and obscure grocery store?
I mean, I remember, like, when you had Velo Bamboo,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that was part of the name.
Yeah, that was my business for a while, was Velo Bamboo. That's right.
It's an interesting conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I have absolutely nothing to talk to a person about, I'll be like, well, my middle name's Velo. What's yours? also, my initials are great. AVC. I love it.
Right. Nobody else has AVC for initials. So
yeah.
You're set on that one. Oh, cool. Looks like somebody was going down the road, and they had at least 4 surfboards stacked on the roof, and... there was, it went in size from extra large, large, medium, and small. And they were all stacked sequentially on top, so they made like this little pyramid on top of their SUV as they're heading down towards the beach. So I hope they get some good waves or get some good, I don't know what the surf forecast is. Maybe they're doing stand-up paddleboarding. Could be. So we named you, I named your, the, when you were born, your mom and I came to an agreement that, so we did it old style. We didn't want to find out the gender. We were like, no, let's just do it the way that humans have done it for millennia. Not know until we, you know, you're born. And so we had to come up with names for both, you know what I mean? Our agreement was that, I got to choose the boy's first name and she got to choose the girl's first name. But then I got to choose the girl's middle name and she got to choose the boy's middle name. So yeah. I had chosen Kelvin for a first name for a boy and Velo for a middle name for a girl.
Yeah.
And so that was your name. And then when your brother was born, and again, we did the same agreement, and so I got the first name, so I named him Kelvin, and that's after my brother Calvin and my uncle Calvin.
Yeah.
So he's Kelvin, and then your mom chose Rivers as his middle name, which has been pretty appropriate because he's spent a lot of time. The two of you have spent almost as much time in boats. On the water as you have on bicycles. Well, that's probably not quite true.
Yeah,
but
we both definitely like have very normal sounding names, and then like you look into them and you're like, okay, wait, what? I love just like people being like, wait, spell that again, because they'll be like Abigail, and it's like no,
right?
You gotta spell it right if you're gonna say. So it's, I definitely love like the uniqueness of just.
Yeah, and your mom chose a unique spelling of Abigayle.
Yeah.
Instead of the standard other Abigail versions of it, so yeah.
Yeah.
Treated you a little bit better on that one. And for the podcast, how would you like your name to appear in the liner notes?
Just Abby Cheney.
Abby Cheney, okay.
Usually that's just like the easy way to do it. That's.
All right. And what are your personal preferred pronouns? I should have asked you at the beginning.
My personal preferred pronouns are she, her. Yeah, that's one of the things my principal has started to make us do, which I really appreciate.
Oh, really?
So we're trying to get more gender inclusivity, so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Has gender ever been an issue for you on a bicycle or about bicycles?
I think, like, in movies, it's definitely been more of a, like, male thing.
Uh-huh.
It's always been like, oh, the boys are gonna go out and on their like little bicycle gang and like go to the park. And I mean,
and an example of that would be
Stranger Things, for example.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that's the only one I can really think of off the top of my head. Is like, that's the staple, is that like the boys are always riding their bikes, and like, I don't know if Eleven gets a bike because I don't watch the series. But I mean, It always seemed more like you saw a lot of little boys and little girls, but I mean, that didn't really bother me.
Yeah, I'm just returning to Stranger Things. I think Eleven does get a bike in the second season.
Oh, okay, all right, well, she's included.
And I think in the third season, she was riding a 10-speed bicycle, but I'd have to go back and watch it again, but I'm pretty sure I think there was a point when she may have gotten a bike, but I'm not positive on that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's not really been a big thing for me. I mean, like, definitely I saw more boys doing it than girls.
Mm-hmm.
but also the girls I saw doing it were a lot of strong older females who just like didn't care. They're like, hey, I enjoy this, I'm gonna do this.
Right.
So I feel like that really was beneficial, just to like see women doing what they loved.
Right.
Despite it being like five guys to one girl, is just like they were enjoying it and they were loving it. And it just for me never really mattered. It was like, I love this. This is what I'm just gonna do.
Oh, that's cool to hear.
Ride Your Own Ride by Wesley Cheney. We all ride our own rides. One size does not fit all. I tried and tried to make that tandem bike fit me, but it never worked. Like our marriage, we finally let that tandem go. As the minimalists say, everything I've ever let go of has claw marks on it. I left claw marks on that tandem and on my marriage. And it's only now, 3 years after our divorce, that I don't feel a constant dull pain. Now I ride a different bike, as do my children and their mother. Life is like riding a bike. If you're not moving, you can't balance. I stood still too long, yearning for halcyon days that were never to return. Now I'm moving again. I'm not sure where I'm going on my journey. I don't have the luxury of long-term employment that my parents had. My jobs come in fits and seasons. But I take pride in what I do, and I'm good at what I do. I can give a bike tour like no one else. I can fix a flat in seconds. I deliver freaky fast sandwiches. I wrench. I ride. I tell stories. I play ukulele. I make podcasts. It may not be a career, but it's a life worth living. Ride Your Own Ride. Each episode, I like to tell you about a podcast that I listen to on my bike. And this week, I want to tell you about the Minimalist Podcast. My interest in minimalism is twofold, coming from my time worshiping as a Quaker and also with my obsessive music collecting. I'm a big fan of minimalist music by the likes of Terry Riley and Philip Glass. Even though I love minimalist music, my music collection used to be anything but minimalist. I hoarded LPs and CDs and cassettes, even when I didn't have a functioning turntable, and my listening experience had shifted from boomboxes to iPods. When my marriage broke down and I moved out, I was forced to reevaluate the stacks and shelves and boxes of books and music. In the days before Marie Kondo, I was asking myself, does this spark joy? I pared down my collections, removing items that, for whatever reasons, didn't spark joy. I packed my life into black and white Jimmy John's boxes, hauled them to a storage unit, and moved to Alaska for a summer. Leaving my kids and their mother behind was one of the hardest things I've ever done. The Minimalists are Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus. On their podcast, aptly titled The Minimalist Podcast, they discuss living a meaningful life with less. Listening to their podcast is a little bit like going to church every week and hearing a succession of sermons on simplicity, about living more with less in a non-judgmental and affirming manner. So thanks for listening to another episode of Tell Me About Your Bike. You can listen to Tell Me About Your Bike on Apple's podcast app, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and plenty more. In the next episode of Tell Me About Your Bike, I'll be talking to my dad about growing up on a bicycle in New Jersey. Please rate and review Tell Me About Your Bike on your preferred podcasting platform so that more people can hear the good news of bicycling. I want to change the world. I want to make biking as common as driving, and I can only do it with your help. If you leave your name in a detailed review, I'll be sure to mention you on a future episode. If you'd like a podcast of your own, you can hire me on Fiverr. Check the show notes for a link. I'm now offering custom birthday podcasts. If you mention that you heard this offer on Tell Me About Your Bike, you'll get 3 free months of hosting. If you're wondering what I looked like when I was a skinny kid learning to ride my first two-wheeler, then check out Tell Me About Your Bike on Instagram and Facebook. My mom just scanned some old Kodachrome slides of me as a kid on various bikes, and I'll be sharing them on Throwback Thursdays. If you've got a story to tell about the meaning of life, the universe, and bicycling, drop me a line at tellmeaboutyourbike@gmail.com. Let's meet up, or let's make a Skype call, let's go for a spin maybe, and we'll make some memories and we'll record a podcast together. So keep the rubber side down and keep on rolling. Cheers, y'all. This podcast, copyright Rambling Ukulele Productions 2020. All rights reserved.